Hello and welcome to the FT Advisor podcast, the weekly podcast series brought to you by FT Advisor. Each week we'll be joined by guests from the financial services world to discuss the most pressing industry issues. I'm Amy Austin, senior reporter at FT Advisor, and today I will be discussing CDC pensions with Tim Middleton, director of policy and external affairs at the Pensions Management Institute, and Simon Eagle, GB Head of Collective Defined Contribution Pensions at Willis Tower Watson. Welcome to you both and thank you for joining us. I wondered if we could maybe start off with you, Simon, and just kind of explain exactly what a CDC scheme is and how it kind of differs from everything else.
Yeah, I mean, there are different definitions of CDC, but I'd say what brings them all together is it's a design in which pension levels vary depending on how the scheme is doing in terms of assets and life expectancy. It's a design that pays benefits as pension income, so annual income in retirement, rather than providing retirement savings pot. And it's usually a design in which contribution rates are fixed. It's possible to have some designs where they vary within parameters, but they're usually fixed, hence the DC part of CDC.
Sure, and Tim, I didn't know if you had anything to add to that.
Well, just to say that it's an ideal way of sharing risk between members and the scheme's sponsor. Historically, in the UK, we've had traditional DC arrangements which place all the effective risk on members and DB schemes, which would go to the other extent and place all the real risk on the scheme sponsor. CDC represents an opportunity to achieving proper equitable risk sharing between the membership and the employer.
Sure. And Tim, do you think there's going to be a big demand for these schemes?
Well, it's difficult at the moment because the legislation is quite restrictive in terms of the kind of employer that could set a CDC scheme up. At the moment, we're just looking at private sector, single employer trusts. CDC schemes need to be very large in order to be viable. So you're looking really at those employers within the private sector who are very large, who might consider this type of design. Unless the legislation changes, we've got quite a narrow pool of employers who might want to take this up. So really you're looking at very large retail organisations, possibly supermarkets, might have some interest in this, but as things stand, the legislation would need to be amended to allow other employers to do this. It's conceivable that employers would, in the fullness of time, be attracted to this concept. It combines some of the more desirable elements of DB in that it provides a degree of certainty in terms of what the benefit is going to be. And when I say certainty, it's probably the wrong word. It's a target pension rather than the guaranteed element that you normally associate with a DB arrangement. So think in terms of very large employers with maybe a rather more paternalistic bent than those that aren't. So would you say it's a fair analysis, Simon?
I would, Tim, I agree with you. This is very early days for CDC. The initial regulations are nearly in. There aren't any CDC schemes in the UK yet. Royal Mail have said that they'll open the first one. They've been pioneers of CDC in the UK. Theirs is due to open next year. So we really are at a very early stage of CDC, but there is interest. I mean, Tim mentioned some sectors of interest within Willis Towers Watson. We've got other clients interested, particularly in the industrial sectors or utility sector. There have been various recent surveys, a Willis Towers Watson survey of many DB clients. 7% of them said that they would be looking at CDC in the next 3 years. A Royal Society of Arts survey specifically on CDC, so people with an interest in CDC, 25% of respondents there said that they were likely to provide CDC within the next 5 years. So it's early days, but the signs are that there will be interest, it will take off, and in the longer term, it's got the potential to be very big, I would say. But but for that to happen, as Tim was saying, it really needs more than the initial regulations allowing large employers to set up their own scheme. It needs master trusts or multi-employer schemes, so that many UK workers can get CDC. And the government has said that they're keen to look at those other kinds of designs soon. They're looking for extensive engagement with the pensions industry this autumn and winter on multi-employer master trust designs. So things are moving reasonably quickly.
Sure. And how many, if you had to kind of estimate, how many of these schemes do you reckon there will be, you know, once it's all kind of up and running?
That is the million-dollar question. Very, very, very difficult to guess that. I'd say 5 years from now, I think there'll probably only be a few still. But beyond that, there's kind of a wide spectrum. So 10 or 15 years from now, there could be many. Or even if there aren't many of them, there could be some very large ones that many employers are paying into.
Sure. Would you agree, Tim?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the key point, as Simon alluded to there, was that the natural home for this type of scheme design is in the master trust sector, where you would have a large number of employers all participating in the same scheme. And as we've noted, the regulations don't allow for that at the moment. But the thing about CDC in terms of auto-enrolment is that it provides the perfect auto-enrolment vehicle, in terms that it can operate through defaults through all the key stages of scheme membership. So we, at the moment with our master trust, we've got a very good approach to defaulting people into the scheme in the first place. Then we have a very good accumulation stage, which operates by default. But where the problems arise is where people have to decumulate and decide what they're going to do with their accumulated benefits. With CDC, there isn't decumulation as such, in that the benefit is paid in the form of a scheme pension. So members don't actually have to make any kind of decision. By default, they've got a scheme pension that becomes payable at normal retirement age. So I think CDC would work extremely well in the master trust sector for that reason.
Sure. And are you a fan of CDCs?
Well, me personally?
Yeah.
Yes.
You like them. And what about you, Simon?
I am too. I mean, I've been working on CDT for 4 years now. At the start, I thought, this is interesting, but I'm not sure how it's going to work. But gradually, spending time on it, trying to develop it, I became a fan throughout that process. So I think it can improve pensions for workers in the UK. I think for some employers, for some workers, defined benefit fits very well, or individual DC fits very well. But there are large swathes where neither of them, I think, are very good options for that workforce. So then there is a gap, as Tim said. There is an issue at the moment. There isn't a good option for those workers, and what CDC aims to do is fill that gap.
Sure. And how comes that we're kind of behind? Because I think, what you're saying, like the rest of the world, they have kind of CDCs already out there, but we, the UK, just hasn't kind of jumped on board until now. Why is this?
It's out there in some other countries. The most widely talked about example is in the Netherlands, but it's also in Denmark, parts of Canada. It's just come in Japan and Germany. So it's still a new thing globally. So by introducing it to the UK, we're not the first, but we are amongst the first. In terms of why is this? I don't know. I guess we're at a point in the UK where defined benefit really isn't working for a lot of employers. A lot of them have closed them. We've had the individual defined contribution for some time, but most retirees in the UK at the moment, a lot of them have defined benefit pensions still. So they have retirement savings that will pay them annual income. So they aren't reliant entirely on individual defined contributions. So there hasn't been kind of a burning platform yet for CDC. But what we've seen with the Royal Mail case is for them, they had to close defined benefit. It wasn't working for them anymore, but their unions were dead against individual DC. They said it just doesn't work for this workforce. So that was really the driver for them. And I can see that being a driver for other employers, but also for some employers, there is interest in CDC amongst employers that are providing individual DC at the moment. There's interest from those employers who are providing individual DC but aren't entirely satisfied with it. They think this isn't going to work for us longer term. We need something else. CDC could be that thing. So I wouldn't say the UK is behind in particular. We are one of the forerunners here, but we aren't the first to do this.
Sure. And Tim, so obviously Royal Mail is coming soon. Do you think that people are kind of waiting to see what happens with that before they go for it themselves?
Well, certainly they'll be looking to see how it works. But it's worth noting that CDC isn't internationally, as Simon was saying. It's not a completely new concept. This has worked extremely well in the Netherlands and Denmark. And it's worth remembering that the Mercer CFA Institute Index of World Pension Systems consistently ranks the Netherlands and Denmark at the top. So it's been a very successful system in other countries. The other thing to bear in mind is that, interested to hear your view on this, Simon, I wouldn't have thought that the Royal Mail scheme would be typical of the design of CDC scheme that other employers want to introduce. I suspect that they will be looking for something slightly different. So whilst it would be interesting to see how well the Royal Mail scheme works in the UK, it's probably worth bearing in mind that other employers wouldn't want to do exactly the same scheme. Do you think that's a fair comment, Simon?
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Tim. In terms of the clients I'm talking to outside of Royal Mail, some are interested in Royal Mail's design. Others have other designs in mind, perhaps inspired by pension schemes that they offer in other countries, or perhaps just because they're coming at it from a different starting point. I find that those employers providing individual DC at the moment see CDC in a different light and would want a different form of CDC to Royal Mail's one. So for those employers to get their form of CDC, it will need further regulations, as Tim said earlier. So it will take time for this to take off in the UK.
Sure. And I've heard that how a transfer is going to kind of work to CDC. I thought, are they going to be a bit tricky? Has this been worked out yet?
Yeah, something I've been looking at with Royal Mail, but more widely as well. In terms of transfers out from a CDC scheme, that's in effect it's a share of the collective assets of the scheme. So, but the share is determined based on actuarial sum. So it's a bit of a blend really between how DB transfer values are worked out and how DC transfer values are worked out. But probably what's more interesting is the transfer value process. So of course at the moment we have a regime for transfers from DB to DC. Financial advice is needed for those transfers over £30,000. In the case of CDC, so that's coming in under money purchase legislation, so the same umbrella of legislation that individual DC sits in at the moment. And as far as I can tell, based on what I expect, there isn't going to be any change to those financial advice requirements. So CDC will be treated in the same way as individual DC for those. So a large transfer from DB to CDC will need financial advice. A transfer from CDC to individual DC or the other way won't need financial advice. But I think where it's a large sum, it could be sensible for the member to get advice, because it is a fundamentally different kind of pension arrangement vehicle that the member would be moving into.
Sure. And do you have any thoughts on this, Tim?
No, nothing to add really. I mean, it's certainly there have been some commentators who felt that transfers didn't work, that CDC was incompatible with freedom and choice. And I've never really accepted that argument. I think the kind of approach for introducing transfer values, as Simon has described, would mean that this type of scheme is perfectly compatible with freedom and choice. So I think it would fit in perfectly well with the existing pension provision.
Sure. And what should advisors kind of know about CDCs? Because I'm guessing they're going to have to start once these kind of kick off and people are in them, you know, they will have to start helping their clients.
I think the key starting point would be understanding the difference between the guaranteed benefits that a DB scheme would produce or offer, provide, and the concept of a target pension as offered by a CDC scheme. And it's probably worth noting at this point that the target pension is often depicted as being a rather vulnerable, volatile offering with no real security involved in it. I believe, Simon, I remember going to an event at the RSA a couple of years ago where you were one of the key speakers, and you were talking about back testing the Royal Mail scheme back to the 1920s. And the only time that there was any real possibility that you were going to have to reduce the target pension in payment would have been in the early 30s at the height of the Depression. So is that right?
That's right, Tim, in terms of nominal reductions in pension. We've also done forward-looking modelling of CDC schemes based on future asset scenarios, and that there is a chance that pensions could be cut, but it's expected to be rare. But the thing that will vary every year is the increase given and how that compares with price inflation. That will change year on year. So it isn't guaranteed by the employer in the way it is for a defined benefit scheme. So I think the main thing the financial advisor will have to advise on is what given the CDC pension isn't guaranteed, it is variable. Is it a good move to make a transfer from DB to CDC? And just to put a bit more colour on that, at Willis Towers Watson, we did some analysis last year of typical CDC pension levels compared to DB or individual DC. And the comparison with typical DB scheme was CDC pensions would on average be 40% higher than DB, or would be expected to be on average 40% higher. But that 40%, it really varies between DB schemes depending on their investment strategies. So for some, it could be similar to DB. Others, expected to be many times bigger. So the thing the financial advisor may well have to look at is, if CDC is expected to be, say, 40% bigger, well, what's the chance that it's not? What's the chance that it's smaller? What's the chance that it's a lot bigger than 40%? And therefore, is it in members' interest to give up that guarantee and have this variable pension that probably is going to be bigger but might not be? And this is a new era of advice.
Brilliant. Well, Tim, Simon, thank you so much for joining us today. Tune in next week where we will discuss other goings on in the industry.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.